In an audio montage of memories from refugees, the sounds of gunfire and explosions mix with crying babies. Narrator Michelle Arecchio describes how to reverse war's grip on so much of humanity.
All it takes is wisdom. And I'm absolutely sure that we can get it back into the box and bind the chains and lock the locks.
The audio art is one of many creations by Sudanese artist El-Shafeh Defala Mohammed. The Washington-based activist works across artistic genres, from photography to installations and conceptual events, to show the sameness of people while also exposing injustices. His own home region in the south of Sudan is experiencing conflict and humanitarian crisis amid the messy separation between Sudan and the world's newest country, South Sudan. On the wall of his room in a suburb of Washington, he describes pictures of a community event he regularly leads called Water and Fire, where fire is lit and then doused.
The fire, that is partition, and the partition represents a border. And by burning, I have a hope. People and countries, they will be without border.
The name of his hometown on the banks of the Blue Nile, Sennar, means the edge of the fire. Traditionally, bonfires were lit to attract travelers. One of the main ideas driving Muhammad's art is to show problems caused by man-made artificial borders.
People, they should live without border. And that is how people at the beginning, they used to live. There is no border. But unfortunately, our politicians, they start to build this border regarding their own interests. Create more problem than it create peace. They should maybe work on destroy the border and make the world open and accessible.
A new project Mohammed is working on is called Harbor, Survivors Among Us. That sound of music.
Would I harbor you?
The song he is using to promote the project contains the lyrics, "Would I harbor you? Would you harbor me?" The artist asks people to visualize the threat of being tortured for simply speaking one's mind, making art, or protesting. He aims to portray torture survivors, of whom more than 500,000 are estimated to be living in the United States. Many of them have been granted or are seeking asylum, but still face problems and challenges. Mohammed, who has been living in the United States over a decade, recently moved to the Washington area, even though it is not known as an artist destination. He says he wants to be here to impact discussions taking place at the center of U.S. political power. Ryan Brenner, a student activist and political science undergraduate at George Washington University, met him last year while he was staging a hunger strike across the White House to draw attention to the situation in the border regions between Sudan and South Sudan.
I think art is a great form of activism. Definitely reaches an audience that other forms of activism can't even begin to get to. And his art definitely speaks volumes about humanity as a whole.
At a recent meeting at a Washington-based organization called Voices for Sudan, Mohammed showed her pictures of yet another art project he is conducting, fingerprinting people to make giant color-corrected fingerprint murals. He says the aim there is to show how beautiful fingerprints are misused for bureaucratic purposes. Mohammed discussed with Brenner setting up a fingerprint event as a way to bring diverse people together to discuss issues such as borders, immigration, and justice. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Washington.